Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Zelda Working Title Podcast. You are listening to episode number 62, and here with me today are Alex, Nick, and Angel. What's
hello.
Up, guys?
Oh, hello.
Tits.
Alex and Angel.
What fucker?
So, this is the first time that Alex and Angel are recording together
and
in the same room
other.
With their dicks
I think, is this
touching.
The, is this
ever
the,
so
our
gently.
Dicks are flapping in the fucking wind. Pass back. Or
this isn't the first message board meetup. I mean, because Danny.
No, but it's close.
Is this the,
no,
is this the second
no,
one, though?
The Danny
I think,
one was
no,
epic.
I think the first was Angel and Dave.
Oh.
Yeah, but we didn't record that one. Well, not on Audacity, anyway.
And then
right.
Danny and Matt met, and then Danny was. And then Danny disappeared forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Danny recorded that one episode of the podcast that was so funny where Matt kept whispering Jumanji into his ear. And then like he
I think I listened to that one recently.
Oh god, it was so good. He was feeding Danny lines. He kept like whispering Jumanji to him, but you could hear Matt on the microphone. So you could just hear
yes,
Matt go.
That one. Yeah, it's so good. And then Danny's like, Jumanji.
Yeah.
Jumanji.
Jumanji,
Danny, where are you? We miss you.
Yeah, we miss you, Danny. I saw some
come
pictures of
us.
Him with flowers in his hair dancing at some sort of wedding.
Aw.
What I do with all of my time is I just look at Danny's photos on Facebook.
Well, I mean, that's kind of what we all do.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you're not alone in that.
Yeah.
So.
No, you are alone in that. I don't do that, but okay.
Guys, have you been playing any games recently?
Have I?
Yes. And,
yeah.
And because of the games I've been playing, sparked our new topic.
No, the fact that you don't have a job anymore because you've been playing so many video games?
Yes. How to be a...
how to get a job.
A degenerate gamer
how to be
and still
a
have a job.
Gamer.
Until I can become a lonely polygamist.
All right, so Angel, why don't you go first?
I've been playing Medieval.
Mm-hmm.
And realized how much I hate games from 1998.
Mm-hmm. What are some other games? The only 1998 game that I remember was Nagano 98 for the N64.
Yeah, well, the only one that mattered for me was Ocarina of Time.
Oh, yeah, Ocarina of Time was that. Yeah, that's right. But I just played... I didn't play Ocarina of Time. Fuck that game. Nagano 98 is where it's at. Did Ocarina of Time have speed skating and ski jumping? No.
No,
it
man.
Did not.
It's
you're
all
right.
About that Madden 098, man.
Mm. Oh, God. I played so much Madden 98. That was when, like, the new Adventures of Johnny Quest came out, where it was sort of like Tron, where they went into a computer.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I watched a lot
God,
of that.
I remember that.
That was when...
I'm amazed at how they incorporated Haji into that show.
Yeah. It was just sort of racist. Yeah.
Like, he still had the turban, right?
Yeah, he did.
Of course.
But it was I mean, still just as racist, but this time with CG. Man, I've been watching, like, my mind is in 1998 and around that era, because I've been playing Ocarina of Time and watching nothing but Pete and Pete.
Nice.
So, it's incredible. Anyway.
Is that on Netflix?
Nope. It's on Illegal Flicks.
Ah, I see.
It's
well,
not even out
we'll,
on DVD.
We'll bleep that.
Oh, okay.
No, they haven't brought it out on DVD.
Yeah.
No.
Oh,
no. No, well, seasons then. 1 and 2 are on DVD. But then...
Oh, yeah?
Like, Nickelodeon was... Nickelodeon was trying to, like, release, like, their classics, and they tested the waters with the first two seasons of Pete and Pete, and then after that, instead of releasing the third season, they were like, let's give Clarissa Explains It All a try. And nobody bought Clarissa Explains It All, because who gives a shit? And then,
aren't they re-releasing those on television now? Like Clarissa, and there was another.
Yeah,
show?
They're showing. They're showing them on like Teen Nick or whatever.
Ah.
But hopefully, due to the like success of Hey Arnold and Rugrats on Netflix, they'll put Pete and Pete on there or something.
Oh God, I watched all of Hey Arnold.
What a great
show!
I want them to have Rocko's Modern Life released on DVD in one set.
Yeah, I feel like with the success of Netflix. I don't really want DVDs to go by the wayside or physical medium to go by the wayside because I don't know. I can already feel myself becoming that grandfather who's just like, in my day, this. And I understand that there are so many benefits of having stuff digitally, but I still just want to cling to my shelf of DVDs and Blu-rays.
Yeah, no, I'm exactly
I'm
like
su-
that
I'm
as
such
well.
A stupid collector. If they could just send me, I don't know, like a plaque that says that I've purchased it, that would be nice.
That's why I don't like buy things on Steam or like
digital
downloads.
Like an MDVD case, it'd be fine.
That's why like I was, for a while, I was holding out for a hard copy of Castle Crashers that eventually came out, but I wanted to play Castle Crashers too much.
Yeah, I mean, I think Steam is a little bit different because you can download the game essentially anywhere, and they're going to make it compatible.
Yeah, but you have to be online to play it, don't you?
No, you could be offline to play it.
Really?
Yeah, you can be offline. But if you go online and you have an illegal copy, you're fucked.
But I mean, like, the like with Netflix, you need to pay a monthly fee, right?
Yeah. Oh God. Yeah. Let's talk about
they're going
that.
To.
God. Yeah, they're going.
That'll probably be the only Adam's NewsHour item.
Yeah, they've upgraded it.
That's it.
They've. It's now.
Isn't it like 60% more?
No, it's sort of. But here's the thing: is if you want to do streaming only or just single disc only, it's cheaper. But the thing is they don't offer a plan where you can stream and rent physical DVDs anymore.
Right.
It'll go up in price in September for people who are already members of Netflix. But for people who are signing up now, it's like that.
That's ridiculous.
But it's $7.99 for each plan. And so in my email that I got from Netflix, it says, don't worry, you can still do this, but you're going to be paying $15.98 a month for it.
Ugh.
So, I wouldn't have a problem with it if they put everything on streaming. That'd be sweet. Or at least HBO programming, because that seems to be the only thing that I rent physically.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't. It's so lame. Especially because I was the other day I was considering upgrading my account to Blu-rays, and then I was just like, well, nope, fuck that now.
So DVDs and Blu-rays are separate?
Blu-rays are an extra dollar.
Huh.
Or something like that.
Wow.
Yeah, you can get like one DVD, one Blu-ray, and streaming for like $10 a month or like $11 a month, something like that. But I guess now if you want to do Blu-rays, DVDs, and streaming, it's like close. It's like over $20 or something like that.
Well, what if
I
you
mean,
want
it's
to do
still
just like Blu-rays, not do DVDs?
I don't think that. Well, I don't think they offer that. That'd be sweet, but I don't think they offer that.
I mean, it's still cheaper than like going to say Blockbuster, or Movie Gallery, or wherever.
No, you go to Redbox.
I mean, Redbox now is really cheap. But
well,
I mean,
so is
a few years ago,
it
used to be like what, $5?
Yeah,
it used
to be like $5 for 5 days or something like that. Yeah, and it is cheaper. But I mean, until Netflix Instant Watch has everything on it, I don't want to give up my DVDs. Even though a lot of the time I don't want to have to deal with the mail, and I find other ways of watching the movies.
Yeah.
Like, I don't remember. I've had this DVD for months that I haven't watched or sent back for the next thing. I don't know. It's one of the, again, it's another thing that I'm just clinging to something that I don't really even use. But still, it sucks.
So, can you buy the discs from them once you've got it, or do you have to give them back?
If you cancel your account and you still have it, they'll charge you, I think.
Uh-huh.
But I mean, I've had this. There are no late fees.
You can't pay extra to like actually keep it.
I don't think so. Maybe you can, but I mean, you don't get any sort of box. You can.
I mean, what's the point?
It is pointless. I don't want to own one disc of one season of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
No.
Yes,
that'll happen to me.
Yeah.
So, Angel.
Back to what you were playing. So, that was
Medieval.
Tangent.
Wait, what happened?
Medieval.
All right. It's a fun game. It's just that it's
showing its age.
It definitely shows its age, but like it would help to have a something to help the camera lock on behind you instead of manually having to fix it every single time you move.
Gotcha.
It's terrible.
So, is that it?
Yeah, it's basically that. I'm waiting for Spirit Tracks to come in so I can play that finally.
Nice.
I gave back Crysis 2 because I can't play Crysis 2 anymore.
Why not?
I like the system. Like they had like a kind of like a detective mode from Arkham Asylum.
Mm-hmm.
But it's too nondescript to actually be functional for me. Like everything seems like it blends in too much with the environment, so I can't really tell what's going on. Like. You know where I don't have you guys played it?
Which?
Crysis 2.
No.
No, you're not. Well, okay. They have this visor mode where you can scan the area for like tactical options for like either throwing a grenade or sneaking around enemies, or you can scan the enemies like just to have them show up on your HUD. But like sometimes like there'll be enemies where I guess you miss them because the outline they have in the game is really really faint, and you really can't notice it that well. Huh.
Mm-hmm. And I just, all of the things they want you to look at kind of blend in to everything else.
Yeah, so it blends in with like the cover or like or like the side of a bus or side of a building. It's really annoying because like I'll think I have spotted all the enemies and go around them, and then like there's four more that I haven't even seen yet. And the thing is, like, even if you see them, I don't think it shows up on your HUD anyway until you actually mark them. It's ridiculous. And then it's like, I'm not playing the rest of the game like this, so like, fuck it.
But did it look good?
It looked amazing, and I like the concept for that, but just didn't. I wasn't going to deal with that anymore. It's too frustrating.
I honestly can't remember the last time I bought a shooter.
Like Halo?
I didn't buy Reach. I don't own that. Matt owns it.
Yeah, I got that for free for doing the beta.
Yeah, I honestly think that. Oh my god! I think Rainbow Six Vegas 2 was the last. No, Matt bought me Metroid, but that was my birthday so like romantic. 2 years ago.
Okay. So a mate agonizing love right there.
Yeah, it was just agonizing love. But I think like the last shooter that I purchased on my own was Rainbow Six Vegas 2.
Wow.
You're such a small child.
That was the last FPS.
You didn't get the Conduit or the Conduit 2?
Oh no, I don't like shitty games. The Conduit was one of those things where people were just like, yeah, finally hardcore shooter. It was such a like everybody was everybody knew how shitty it was, but nobody wanted to say it. It was like, talking to your friend and he's got shit in his teeth. You don't want to be the person to be like, oh man, you have some shit in your teeth, because then you'll make him feel bad. It's like, nobody wanted to be the person to be like, Conduit's a piece of shit. Nobody wanted to make people feel bad. But it's such a shitty looking game.
It is incredibly generic.
Yeah, I really would like to play the second one just for that end sequence. I'll probably play Conduit 3 just because of that. Like, holy shit, that looks nuts.
Conduit 3 coming to Wii U next year.
Ooh.
Confirmed. So, Alex.
What happened?
What have you been playing?
Adam, remove the dick from your mouth and speak like a man.
What games have you been playing?
So I've been playing dick games.
Okay.
Canalizing dick games.
Canalizing dick games.
Multiplayer.
I finally finished Mass Effect with my soldier.
Mm-hmm.
And so I should be moving on to Mass Effect 2, but then Steam had their sale, and then I was thinking, hey, I want to play an old game, and I was like, hey, I wonder if they had Beyond Good and Evil, and so I bought that for like $7, and I'm in the middle of playing Beyond Good and Evil right now.
That's awesome. Cool. I've never played that game.
It's a fun game. I don't know if that game is making me sick, because I was playing it for a couple hours on Sunday or Saturday night, and then all of a sudden I got this like huge ass migraine, and then I started throwing up.
Oh my god!
Whoa!
Maybe it's I don't know. Is there something?
Were you playing in 3D?
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell it was, because I had some like really greasy fried chicken also for lunch.
No, it's definitely
you know it could be the open canister of alcohol sitting next to your computer.
Yeah, food poisoning isn't a real thing, but video game food poisoning is.
I think it's just a combination of two, because I ate the leftover chicken the next day and I just got diarrhea.
Yeah, no, definitely not the chicken.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Definitely,
yeah,
definitely
that wasn't the chicken then.
Because I remember playing Metal Gear Solid 3 and I ate a rotten snake. And I was shitting my brains out for a couple days.
Yeah, I remember when I was playing Mario Galaxy 2, and I just ate a bunch of bleach, and I had to go to the hospital and get my stomach pumped, and I was just like, Jesus Christ, what a shitty Mario game.
But it's a good game. It's very Zelda-esque. It's a very cool story.
Do you have to fight Ganon in it?
Huh?
I don't know why I thought that was so funny.
There is a pig.
The moment I said that, I started like laughing to myself.
Is the HD remake take place before or after?
Yeah.
There is no. It's part. You mean what timeline is it?
Yes.
It's the second.
Is it the Beyond Good and Evil or the before Good and Evil.
No, why question it now? I mean, we're going to find out in Beyond Good and Evil 2 whenever the fuck that comes out. How long has that been in development?
It'll be a side-scroller platformer.
I think that's been in development for like 4 years now.
Jeez. Hmm. I remember seeing that trailer and being like, what is this game with the pig? Whatever. And then I feel like I've seen that trailer so many times now.
Like, it has... They have, like, I guess this... The parkour fucking trailer of it. I don't know how else to really describe
parkour
it.
Parkour is fun.
But it's nothing like the actual first game.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know what to... I don't know what to make of it.
Well, they took the girl from Mirror's Edge and decided to throw her in this game.
Sweet.
Pretty much.
Well, is the main character's name Peter Parker?
No one likes Mirror's Edge other than you, Adam.
Oh, such a good game.
No, there's like a weird group of just like nerdy Jewish white kids on the internet that love it.
They're just talking about hardcore.
Very
parkour.
Specific group.
Yeah.
Yeah, all four of you.
Yeah.
Adam and the rest of his family, his brother and his mom and dad.
And then the Holocaust shit. But anyway.
I would say that's a really tasteless joke, but the Holocaust never happened, so.
So it's okay. Yeah.
God, people who say the Holocaust... all right, never mind. I don't want to get off topic.
Yeah, so video games, Nick.
Yeah, I'm sorry. A great game.
People who say the Holocaust MMO is never going to happen drive me crazy.
It's been in development for how many years now?
Oh, God, so many years.
Like 60, 70?
Yeah. So, other than old games that make you throw up and eat shitty food, what else have you been playing?
That's about it.
Cool. All
right, Nick.
I almost died on Saturday, and still playing.
Nick, we haven't talked to you since you got your 3DS.
Yeah, that's all I've been playing, pretty much.
Well, tell us about that.
It's great. I got that cool black one. And it's
the only good one.
Yeah, the only good one. I got that. Me and my roommate Alex went out and we bought them at the same time. And we bought, I bought Ocarina of Time 3D with it. And I've been playing that. I did what I do in every single Zelda game where I power through a portion of the game. And then I'm like, you know what? I'll take a break. And I'm sure I'll finish the game like in 3 years or something like that. but right now I'm still at the beginning of the Fire Temple, like when you're an adult Link. Shut up. I'm really slow at Zelda games, but I love them. I'll always do this. I told myself when I bought it, I was actually going to beat it this time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like all the way through in one save file.
I beat both in 3 days, Nick. Come on.
I think Alex beat it in like 4 days, four or five.
Nice.
But yeah, he powered through both of them too. But yeah,
I didn't even power through them though. I played... Like, I think my DS recorded me at like 50 hours.
And I also have. I also have
Because, you know, Adam, it's really cool to be the dork that.
Yeah, it is. I mean,
it is.
3DS. Because none of us have jobs.
Well, I have. Yeah, I have a job and I have like a ton of.
Who needs money?
But no, I've been. Yeah, so I'm probably going to start. I'm probably actually going to play that tonight. But I've also. Been like catching up on DS games that I didn't get to play because I sold my DS Lite in 2008 to Matt for rent money. Mm-hmm. and I haven't played like many games since then for handhelds. So I bought Soul Silver.
Cool.
And I've been playing that. I'm doing really great.
How many Pokemans do you have?
See, I've never been a catch-em-all kind of person. I usually catch the six that I want and then level the shit out of them, and then I'm happy. so yeah, I think I have like 10 Pokemon right now.
Nice.
So, you know, I think I've caught them all. I think that's it. Right?
Very
good. There's no more.
Yeah.
Well, apparently in that game, there's nothing but Hoot Hoots and Zubats.
Right. God.
Yeah, I know there's so many of those. But no, that game is great.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's really, really good. And then for like the 14th time, Kyle and I started playing Resident Evil 5 again.
Nice.
On the 360 or?
I bought it on the PS3 when I thought I was going to get a move. But then.
Oh, because I'm. And then I'm so dying to play that game over again.
Yeah. Oh, God. I love it. So yeah, I owned it on 360 and I've beaten it so many times on that on 360, but I bought it on the PS3. I bought the gold edition that has all the DLC. And Kyle and I started playing that a while ago when I first bought it. And then that's when we realized that you can't sign in multiple accounts and you have to share money.
Money?
Yeah. And weapons. And we were sort of bummed out by that, but now that we're playing through it again, like we started over, it sort of adds for like an extra like challenge. It's really cool because like you get to like later levels and your guns are about at half power as they should be. And it makes it so much more difficult. Like we were playing a level where we both like completely ran out of ammo and we were just like getting on either side of zombies and knifing them.
Nice.
It was great. It was a blast.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so we're like, I think we're like 3/4 of the way through it again.
I wonder if the original version versus the gold version.
The original.
Like if I were to play with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, no,
with
no, it does. It does. It just.
Oh, it does?
Yeah, it just has the DLC already pre-downloaded on the disc.
Hmm.
It's cool. I think it would. Yeah, I think we could.
Because I can. We can do like the trick.
Oh yeah.
For monies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's right.
What was it? The brown eggs.
Gold eggs.
No, rotten eggs.
Oh, rotten eggs.
Yeah, yeah it's rotten.
Oh
eggs.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Maybe okay. I don't know this one. What is it?
Where you like? I give you like a stock, like a pile of rotten eggs, and then you save, but I just reset my.
So basically, it's like cloning the most expensive yeah. item.
Oh, whoa, that's crazy.
Yeah, because my inventory doesn't change unless I save, but if I just quit without saving, it stays the same.
I always just grind the first part of like chapter like 5-1 or something like that. You start out like in a cave, and there's two really high-level treasures that gets you like 20,000 right off the bat. So I always like
yes.
get both of those, quit, sell them, and just keep stocking up. Like I think I spent like 30 minutes doing that once and upgraded all of my weapons.
No, I spent 30 minutes cloning eggs.
Yeah, me too.
With me, me and Laura actually did it. Laura helped me out. She actually told me about it because you know Laura's a big cheater and always giving me money.
Yeah. Well, now you know what a day at work is like for Alex. Isn't that what you do? You just like
cloning
eggs,
eggs
or something like that.
Yeah,
yeah, sure. Why
cloning
not?
Rotten eggs.
He actually showed me his job, and we shot lasers, and I almost killed another Asian.
That's awesome.
Because there's nothing but Asians at his lab.
Well, you shouldn't have missed.
Asians at Rutgers anyway.
Because like you need slanty eyes to not be able to see the. To
yeah, no, he's like laser. He's like don't look into the laser.
Unless you have slanty eyes.
Fine, I'm like my eyes aren't slanted. I need goggles. Please can't have them.
Hey, how about
and
this?
I'm like, no, I want you to die. Bye. I'm going to leave you here.
And I'm just going to say another racist thing.
What?
That was it. Just another racist thing. I'll just add. I don't really want to say it, but I'll just add to it. I don't know. Women,
we can use our
women,
imaginations.
Why are you sensing
women aren't
you
good drivers, am
past.
I right? Is that a racist thing?
What?
Women aren't. Oh, wait, no. Jewish people. Jewish girls are really attractive. Is that racist?
No, that's false.
I don't have a racist bone on my body, but I do like Jewish girls. I think they're really
they got the nose
really
like the witches.
Ah man, Jewish girls are like the cutest girls.
I don't. I guess
no.
What about
trust
Alex's
me.
Cousins?
Are they Jewish?
No.
No way.
They should
they're,
be.
They're
they could be if
no,
they married
no
me.
No way, Jose.
I think they come with an import car if you actually date them.
What was that?
They come with a ricer.
Yeah, they come with like a Civic or something.
Well,
nice.
If you're not Jewish, then I'm just going to say that famous Yiddish saying, no way, Jose. You're not Jewish. Stay away. That's right. Adam, that's what you say at Temple, right?
All the time.
Okay.
Are we still after on things, games are we playing?
Yes,
yes,
we are. Yes, we are.
Okay, yeah. I've just been playing my 3DS, and
I
love
go
it.
To
and
sleep.
You and I are 3DS friends, which means
yes.
nothing, because you can't like send messages or anything to each other.
You can't even do that like you could on the Wii, at least?
No,
you can update your status.
Yeah, you can update your status over and over.
But,
and over.
Like,
yeah,
there's no
updated.
Notification of, like, an update.
Yeah.
How long is the status up? Can it be, like, really long?
No, not
no.
really.
Like,
I think
like
my
Alex
status was butt
in
stuff
the
question
status.
Mark, or something like that. But yeah, I mean it's cool. But I wish that they would let you message. I wish that PictoChat was still on there. That was kind of a bummer.
Yeah, for real. I mean, it makes sense that they.
I wish
have
they had online
like
PictoChat.
Yeah.
That would have been
in the camera. In the camera well. Mode, you can like draw. The camera mode has really cool like doodle settings.
Yeah, it does.
You can actually raise. Like, you can make stuff pop out or descend.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cool.
I mean, and I found out that you can take the... You know, obviously you can take the images from the SD card and put them onto the computer, yeah. But I learned that like those the 3D files are actually viewable on not only like other 3DSs, but like on 3D displays.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yeah, so that's going to be cool.
That's really cool.
One day I'll get a 3D
display and I can look at the pictures of my dick that I took. Oh, wait, Adam, that's right. This is something I've been wanting to ask you since I got a 3DS, and I sort of blew it. But
Dicto chat?
But be...
Oh. You blew your dick.
Be 100% honest with me. All right, Adam, be 100% honest. Don't lie to me.
Yes, yes.
If you're listening to the podcast right now, turn the audio off. This isn't for you. This is just between me and Adam. But if you want to listen, that's cool. Have you taken a picture of your dick in 3D?
That was the first thing I did. Actually, I think they already asked me that question a few episodes ago.
Good. Because that was the first thing I did, too.
I played with it in 3D and made it really bigger. And like, I didn't depress it because that would, you know, that kind of defeat the purpose.
Because that would
depress
you.
Pop out, definitely.
All right, good. Okay. You guys can turn your audio back on. I don't know how to... They're here, we'll send out emails to all of our listeners to tell them they can
listen.
Yeah,
we'll put a flashing light on the screen or something.
Okay, yeah.
I'm impressed that the DS actually found your dick.
Ha.
Wait. Why? But I was pointing it right at it. Why wouldn't it be able to find it?
What, your dick at the camera or the camera at the dick?
I don't know. Let's get to news hour.
We only have one item. Apparently.
Well,
we already talked about it.
I want to say what I've been playing.
Oh, that's okay, right.
No one cares about
you cares
playing
with Smash.
Adam,
or
do you
I haven't been playing
Do you think
Smash.
That
no
Alex
Smash
Trebek
Brothers.
Goes on Jeopardy just so he can show off and see how many answers he can give? No, he's
probably.
There, he asks the questions, and he doesn't talk other than asking questions.
He has a card.
Yeah, he's got cards. So you ask us our questions, and then we move on to Daily Doubles.
But I don't have cards. You guys need to print them out for me.
Okay, you should just buy us
daily... You play 50 hours Ocarina of Time in 3 days. Come on, you could pretty much...
Yeah, you got a lot of time. Buy us daily double-doubles from In-N-Out.
I see. Okay. I'll do that for next episode.
Okay.
In the meantime, though, I've been playing Halo Reach. I've been making a map on Forge.
Oh, awesome.
It's pretty cool. Yeah, it's like castle... It's an invasion map, and like you come from the hills, and you invade the castle, and it's really big
and
it's cool. But
we
it's
should,
not done yet.
We should trade maps or play, because I made a really, really cool one.
I've got a few, but this is the closest one to being done that I have
so far.
I'll
play your map.
That's awesome.
I'll play maps.
Cool.
Okay, we should all get together, just hang out. We should have like a podcast.
Can we do it from home?
No, we should have a podcast meetup on one of our maps and just all
hang
out.
You know,
I was
thinking that we could do Google Hangout.
Oh, that's right. We could do that.
Oh, we could, actually.
Yeah.
Could we podcast while being on Google Hangout so people can watch?
Yeah, I thought about that. I think it might take up too much bandwidth, and I've heard that Google Hangout is kind of laggy as it is.
Oh, okay.
But we could try it.
Or we could do like a Ustream live stream of audio.
Yeah, maybe.
But our 10 listeners probably just like downloading it. And
yeah, right.
Look, Noah Harnett makes up for all. He's like 20.
Yeah, he logs onto 40 different computers.
I don't
know.
He's been slipping. Jean-Pierre, on the other hand, he's been.
Yeah, that's Jean-Pierre. He's a class act.
Yeah, kicking it up a notch.
I've also been playing. We should have a contest. Who can send Nick
You know how
the
listeners
best
have
bacon
favorite
listen
hosts?
The most?
We have favorite listeners.
No, the contest should be who can send Nick the best baked goods. Like, you guys can they can send me brownies.
And you actually get emails now?
What was that?
You actually get emails now?
No, I don't get emails, but it'd be cool if, like, they sent me brownies.
They don't send you emails. Why the fuck would they send you brownies?
Well, they don't have my personal email address.
No, well, I'm saying, like, you know how they request, like, you know, or, like, they say, like, hey, I love Matt the best.
No, people have mentioned that they like me.
Who says that?
That one guy who said, I fucking hate Matt, he's the worst, I think, really liked me. And there was also that one guy that said my laugh was like the best.
Yeah.
And then he sent me a bunch of naked pictures of himself.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little.
And that
sexy.
That was the best part. Right?
And then I sent him a bunch of naked pictures of myself laughing
in 3D.
In 3D.
Oh wait, not yet.
No, I sent them to him, and then he downloaded it and put it on his 3DS.
Ah, I see. Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you instead of asking for brownies, why don't you ask for rent money?
Oh, gosh, that'd be so much better. Okay, send me the brownies. I'll hold a bake sale and sell them for rent money.
They can send you their unused Nintendo points, and you can trade those in for Nintendo
we're
coins.
Have them send you unused Nintendo DSs.
Or if they just want to go to my blog, they can buy $2 drawings from me.
Ah, there you go. That's an actual option.
Yeah, that's
actually something that you could do in real life.
That's no joke. A bunch of people have bought them from me. I drew He-Man thinking about junk food.
Nice.
People just send crazy requests and then I draw it.
I have a crazy request.
It's to draw you on the podcast cover, right?
Yes.
Don't worry.
I'm sure Josh wants that too.
I know. I'm going to do it for both of you guys. It's just that...
Don't you have a tablet now?
I do have a tablet now, so I can do it. It takes some time, though. I'm kind of slow at doing that.
Yeah.
Like, sorry. Doing the podcast cover, I think I put 8 hours into that.
Oh, wow.
Something like that.
Shit.
Yeah. It was the first time I had ever used a tablet, so it took me so long. But I'm getting faster at it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, tablets are... They're different.
Yeah, it's sweet, but it has, like, absolutely no resistance, and that's kind of strange.
Yeah, yeah. I've also been playing The Waiting Game, which sucks.
Waiting on your computer?
Yeah, I ordered all the parts last Tuesday, and the last part came in Monday. Like,
no one cares!
I care
because it sucks, because the only thing I don't have is a power supply, which is, like, the most important thing, because that's what makes it work.
Wait, why don't you have the power supply?
Because it got lost in transit. They sent it to the wrong city.
Wait, didn't you do, like, a two-day mail thing?
It was... I thought it was 3 to 5 days, but now they're saying it was 4 to 9 days. It got sent to the wrong city. Then they sent it back to, like, the central state hub. And then they sent it back to the wrong city again. And then back
what
to the central hub. And now they're finally
use?
Sending it back to Circuit City, which is where I bought it.
Wait, Circuit City is still a place?
Why are you buying it through Circuit City?
They're
is it
online,
out of
online.
Business?
No, I got it from Amazon through Circuit City.
Or Circuit City's out of business. Amazon,
whatever.
I thought the only thing that you could buy from Circuit City was Circuit City because they're bankrupt.
Yeah, they're out of business. They shut down.
That's probably why you didn't get your power supply is because you
probably
went to... Probably,
because I... Yeah.
There's probably some guy who bought CircuitCity.com just so he can
just
take your money
garage.
And never send you stuff.
Right, right. He took out his power supply from his computer and just sent it to me.
Yeah.
Wait, so you use, like, 4 to 9 day business?
Apparently.
So that's, like, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
All right.
But since it's lost and they're getting it... Like, they're sending it back to Circuit City. I call them today, and they're sending me a new one with free expedited shipping. So hopefully I'll get that tomorrow.
Maybe it's Circuit City with a K.
Maybe. Two Ks.
Circuit
K for Circuit, K for City.
Circuit Kitty?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's what I meant. I meant, instead of the T, it's a K.
Right. Very adorable. But yeah. So hopefully by next week I'll have my new computer up and running, and it'll be awesome. But the tower is huge, much bigger than I thought.
What are you playing, though?
What am I playing? The Waiting Game.
That's not a video game, Adam.
I hate you so much.
Neither is life. But
Adam, you're making this really great joke.
Hey,
I understand
shut up.
That.
I'm the host. I can do whatever I want.
Okay.
All right, Adam's News Hour.
Yeah.
Don't have a lot. New gaming releases. PlayStation Move Ape Escape came out for PS3.
Oh, cool.
So that's
finally.
Cool. I didn't know that.
Wait,
isn't that called the Underground Railroad?
Wait, PlayStation Move Ape... Oh, God. I was going to make a joke, but now my soul just hurts, Angel. Why do I do this?
All right, and this is something that not only all of us can use, but you listeners. How to get girls on Xbox Live.
Oh, my God, tell me. Oh, my God, tell me.
80 Microsoft points.
Or is this a book?
Well, now it's a video game.
Is it really?
So go... Yeah, really.
I don't want to...
I kid you not.
But girls on Xbox Live just say the N-word a bunch. I don't want to be with people who just say the N-word a bunch.
And I just tell them to go make me a sandwich.
I also don't want to play Xbox
really
with
play,
people
like,
who use
2,
the exact same joke.
I'll tell her just be like, just shut the fuck up, make me a sandwich, please.
That's really sad because
that's probably not how you get
not
a girl.
All girl gamers have hands, and I'd say that probably 50% of gamers know what sandwiches are. They just know what Chips Ahoy are.
And Gamer Grub.
Yeah, and Gamer Grub.
Because, I mean, you don't really even need hands for that. That's the beauty of it.
No.
All right. Upcoming games. July 16th is Catherine for PS3 and 360.
That's a game that nobody would care anything about if that one Kotaku writer didn't jerk off every single time any sort of news came out.
Well, IGN reviewed it, and they gave it a 9.
Oh,
so
really?
It's apparently pretty good.
Yeah, since IGN never fucked up any scores before.
Yeah. Didn't they give Mario Galaxy 2 a 10, and then Mario Galaxy 1 didn't get a 10? Because I think that's a little
backwards.
The first
one got a 9.8, if I recall.
I feel like 2 should have gotten a 9.8, and 1 should have gotten a 10.
Yeah.
And that's the biggest fuck-up. That 0.2, I stopped reading that website because of that.
Bastards.
Yeah.
Did they give Twilight Princess like a 7.9?
Did they?
No, I think they gave like an 8.5, I think. What?
They also gave... Okami Game of the Year over Twilight Princess.
One of them got really bad.
I don't remember.
Anyways.
Yeah.
That's just Limbo for PS3 comes out. I've seen two dates. I've seen July 19th, but I've also seen July 31st.
Man, that game is...
Again?
Limbo?
That game's great. Just play.
Oh, Limbo. Oh, yeah. Wow.
I'm surprised that hasn't been out for PS3.
Isn't that on computer already?
Is it?
I think it is.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Steam. Oh, that game's really good. I love that game.
Yeah, it is good. It's just too short. That's the only problem.
Yeah, it is a little short. I played through it twice. I wish it was longer. Like, Super Meat Boy exceeds expectations of length. That game is so fucking... There's so much content in that thing.
Yeah, I still haven't played that one.
Oh, my God.
I have, but I haven't played it through yet.
I only played the demo.
Super Meat Boy is incredible.
It's great.
It's
awesome.
So good.
Cool. All right, no more items news hour. We're done. Yay!
Wasn't there something else newsworthy?
Yeah, I have. Can I start a new segment? Angel's Bro Corner.
Sure.
Oh my God.
This is where I just talk about Modern
Angel's
Warfare
Bro
games.
Corner.
Matt and I will record a song for Angel's Bro Corner. It'll just sound like what's like the big bro band these days. Is Yellow Card still a thing? Is that a thing?
Yellow Card still a thing? That's not that's not bro-ish at all.
Justin Bieber?
No, it has to be like. Like rap or something, like Drake.
Okay.
Or Lil Wayne.
I don't know what bros
Angels
listen to.
Bro Hour.
I just know that bros like those, like plaid.
Oh, LMFAO. Definitely bro-ish.
Oh, okay. They like plaid shorts and, like, backwards hats, but they don't like taking the sticker off the hat or bending the bill, which is weird.
Yeah. Anyway.
I feel like I should start my own podcast where I just try to debunk the myths of the bro. I'll be like the
Bro Hunter.
No, what's her name?
On today's episode,
the lady who hat. Oh yeah, I'll be the Jane Goodall of bros. I'll just go live
You're
in their
with
environment.
The bros?
Yeah, and I'll teach them sign language so they can.
You have to make sure that you don't spend so much time with them that you actually start becoming one of them.
That's true. Nobody likes Jane Goodall anymore because of all that ape shit she's into. They invited her to like some gala and she just threw shit at people and started swinging.
She actually has a cameo in Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
That's right. She plays. Really? She plays one of the apes. She plays John Ape. That's a character, right?
Anyway, let me get through this quick.
Absolutely.
Okay. I was reading on Kotaku that they are planning to do like a beta testing for glitches in Modern Warfare 3 for like a month. They invited like a one of those like YouTube groups that find glitches in games.
That's right. I did read that.
Yeah, so like so they invited them to basically just like sit down the game for a month and play with it. And find all the glitches and stuff like that. And like these kids are like going on Facebook and seeing how excited they are to be doing this. And I was just thinking how great of a strategy it was for the company to do this, to get this free labor, basically.
Yeah. It is pretty sweet.
And these kids are just dumb enough to do it because they're not even like getting paid. They're just like, yes, man, we were definitely
like,
going to play Model for
like
3 for all you faggots. Yes.
It's just like telling somebody that, experience means something and paying them nothing to do a bunch of work on video games with unpaid internships.
Yeah,
basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's like you get to work for a AAA company, make no money, and not have enough time to get a real job.
And then we'll kick you out.
Yeah, and then when we go bankrupt
we'll
or get purchased
you,
by EA
all you do
in
is
a
get
month.
Coffee for us.
And it's not going to help. It's not going to help
exactly.
In the long run.
Oh, man.
But I worked for this company, I promise.
Yeah.
That's all I have right now for Bro Hour.
That's a pretty good Bro Hour. I think that's a good
Yeah.
When Modern Warfare 3 comes out, I'm sure.
I'll be able to go to Battlefield and all that.
Yeah, I'll be able to go like make a sandwich.
I'll bro fist myself.
We'll all just sit down, crisscross, and Angel will tell us how awesome Modern Warfare is.
Oh, if we sit crisscross, can we play like a little bit of crisscross in the background?
Actually, I want some jump.
Man, that'd be cool. What'd you say?
I didn't hear him. What? Doesn't matter.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So today we're going to talk about important game mechanics that have happened in the past. So, Angel, you pointed out a very influential one.
Yes. Well, as I've been playing Medieval and dealing so much with moving the camera behind me, I realized how much I missed Z-targeting because Medieval came out in 1998. I think maybe either before Ocarina of Time, but whatever. It just made me appreciate the concept of Z-targeting so much more.
Yeah.
And then I got to thinking that maybe there are other shit in games that are just as important. Because, like, there's a form of Z-targeting almost all action games or 3D games nowadays. Or anything that just centers the camera behind you without you having to move it behind you quickly. It's so important. Because 3D cameras are still shit.
Yeah, and also now that they have, like, two joysticks in a lot of games.
There's another one.
That's another thing for, like, in third-person games. Instead of having to rely on that free-floating camera that you have to shift behind you all the time, they just map it to the one stick controls your legs, one controls your torso.
Right.
Yep.
So, yeah. Okay, I think we're done here.
Z-targeting. Yay!
That was it. Yep, that's it. We're done.
Good.
Two joysticks, Z-targeting. That's all we need in video games. I'm out.
Well, so there's some games that don't use it. So how does Oblivion work? Oblivion doesn't have Z-targeting, but it's first person.
It's got two joysticks, like any first person shooter does.
Right. So like if you press like down on the stick, does it like automatically center the camera behind you?
No,
it's first person.
It's first person.
But like it's a melee game though, right? So you have melee attacks.
Yeah, your trigger handles.
Are you asking if you can lock onto enemies?
Yeah, because part of the difficulty with that game is I remember hearing this as a complaint. You can't really tell the depth of the of where the character is.
Yeah, that can sort of be an issue. There's no lock on in Oblivion.
Do you think that would have helped?
Did you see?
No, I don't think so. I feel like that was just sort of, I don't know, just not. I don't want to say lazy programming, but sort of something that's like been improved upon. I think like just the hit detection and hitboxes were a little weaker.
Wait,
in that
so
game.
Like, sorry, if you have like multiple like enemies on screen and you happen just to hit the side, would it change your targeting? Your target?
You don't. I mean, you. It's just like a first-person shooter where, I mean, if you're shooting a bullet in between people, or if you're just spraying side to side, you're going to hit them both.
But aren't you like using like a sword or something?
Yeah, you're using a sword, but you can slash. I believe you can slash multiple enemies at once.
Oh, okay,
no, I was, so it's just whatever is like within your weapon's hitbox range.
Yeah, exactly. You have like you have a range. Yeah, it works like a first person shooter, but like the it's a first person melee game, which is sort
so. Of, speaking
game,
of first person
like,
shooters,
what was that other game that Xenoclash was another first person melee game. Anyway,
speaking of first person shooters. Regenerating health.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the worst. Fucking.
Yeah. But it's a trend that is definitely
used.
Here.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Yeah. It's been a while.
Regardless of whether you like it or not, everything uses it nowadays.
Yeah.
Even Mass Effect now. Mass Effect 2 uses regenerating health.
Oh, does it?
God. Yeah, it does.
Well, to an extent. I mean, it's.
I really have. I don't really.
Well, I mean, so did one.
But like it.
I don't have a gameplay issue with it. Like I feel like it's sort of a whatever when you're playing the game. But if you think about it, it's sort of silly that you can just take all these bullets and then hide behind something for a little while and then you're all better.
I think also, a game like Halo would make sense, but a game like
Halo Combat Evolved just had it was shields that regenerated and you still had health packs.
Yeah, right. But I mean, it makes sense there, but fucking. Modern Warfare?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense in Modern Warfare. It makes sense in the Halo games because, like, once your shield is down,
because
a
bullet
will kill
soldier.
You. Yeah.
Right. But, I mean, yeah, makes, like, in Call of Duty, I mean, you're just a normal person and, you know, one bullet should pretty much do you in.
Yeah, but, that's what so, I liked about the Rainbow Six series is the realism that you could turn on in the terrorist hunt mode where one bullet would knock you out completely.
Right.
I mean, like, occasionally you'd get hit in a place that wouldn't kill you and all of your health would just diminish, but you'd get killed so fast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The original Call of Duty was that way too for PC,
yeah.
where if you play on veteran, there's no health kits.
Yeah.
So you really do have to be careful, but it was actually still doable. Like it wasn't impossible to play through it. I think when you have the regenerating health mechanic in mind, part of the thought is, oh, I can take a, the developers think you can take a couple hits and you'll be fine. Like, so they'll make it intentionally harder just because you're a little more durable, presumably.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, if you play veteran on any like Modern Warfare, like it takes two to three hits, literally you're dead.
Yeah, but it's not because the game isn't designed. I think when they did the original Call of Duty, it was designed with veteran in mind in some ways.
But you also remember, like at least in the Modern Warfare series, like it's fully automatic weapon. So like one or two hits, I mean two to three hits is like.
But no, that's
maybe,
fine.
Like, 1 second of fire.
That's fine. But then if you design a level that you have to sort of get hit. Like, you know, there's almost no way not getting hit unless you're going to be lucky.
Mm-hmm.
And you play it on veteran because you're intentionally supposed to get hit. It's, mm-hmm. It sort of defeats the purpose.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Like a scripted explosion going off next to you?
It's not even that. I mean, like, you have one of the big no-nos they did with Modern Warfare was a flooding of infinite number of guys.
Oh my God. Yeah. I hated that so
right?
much.
So you get to a certain point.
You literally have to push forward.
You have to push forward, but then you have to get hit. So if you get hit twice, you're going to end up ducking back so that you can get your health back. So like when they were making the game, they weren't thinking if this guy plays it on veteran, you know, we have to just have a certain number of guys because then in realistically you just be picking them off so that you can move forward.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that might be less game mechanic and more game design. I mean, yeah. Either way, it's sort of. It's sort of lazy programming, I think, in some ways.
It sounds like you just don't like a lot of places where it's used.
Yeah, I like it. I think it's a little more. I feel like with the Call of Duty games, if they really want to keep that regenerating health in, I feel like they should do it. Sort of. I'm trying to think of a.
Give everybody nano suits.
Yeah, no. I'm trying to think of a game where recently that's used it, but they do have that thing where it's sort of like you have like a threshold or something. Like when you get hit, it takes away a lot of your damage, but some of it can regenerate. So it takes
right.
it'll take away like 50% of your damage, but if you hide 25% of that, it'll come back. So you're still losing health progressively, but you still get to.
Ninja Gaiden 2 did that.
Did Ninja
Metroid
Gaiden
Other M did that.
Okay, yeah, I was trying to think about that. I couldn't remember which games did that.
Yeah, it was Ninja Gaiden 2 like had regenerating health, but like if you took so much damage, it wouldn't regenerate anymore.
Yeah, it seems. Yeah, it seems to be a lot of.
Or like it only regenerates so much.
Yeah, yeah. Like it yeah. Your health bar still goes down, but and then you like you just won't get that much back. You won't get the full health.
Marvel vs. Capcom
yeah,
series.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
that's exactly
yeah.
the one that I was thinking of that slipped my mind. Yeah, I feel like something like that in a first-person shooter would make a little more sense. But at the same time, I mean, regenerating health is very much, I don't know, it's sort of it's like the only thing that's sort of arcadey that still is in those games that they're trying to make ultra-realistic. And it sort yeah. of sticks out like a sore thumb because of it.
Well,
and they did that in Red Dead Redemption as well. Like, I mean, that game, it feels, I mean, it's in the GTA 4 engine. It feels like its own game, but like one of the big differences was that your health regenerates in that game, and you don't.
Oh yeah, it did. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, you don't have to eat food like you do in 4.
4.
Yeah. I was gonna say, or you can have like something like in. Well, this is dumb actually. Battlefield Bad Company had you like with the super syringe or whenever your health got low, you just stabbed yourself.
Oh yeah, it's like a what's it called?
Instant
adrenaline
health pack,
shot,
basically.
Pretty much.
Yeah, so like basically, and then it had like a respawn, like it had like a 5 second like reset.
Yeah, it's sort of what they do in. Was it Far Cry 2 that did that? where you sort of had like an adrenaline shot that you could use?
I think so. I didn't play that much into Far Cry 2 for me to, I think, figure it out.
I'm still a fan of the classic, like Dead Rising, where you have to eat food.
But I think, like, and Nick, you made the point, when it draws attention to itself, it becomes a problem. So when you play a game like Modern Warfare 2, you're going through so much firefight that, you take a couple hits and then you can regenerate.
Yeah, but maybe making regenerating health in those games be something specifically for online multiplayer.
Yeah, because, I mean, when you play the game and you're shooting an actual guy and he's down, he's dead. It makes no sense. Yeah. And it makes less sense when you're like, if it's in a story, right?
Yeah.
Roach dies.
Yeah.
And Ghost dies because he gets shot once.
Because he got shot once. Yeah, they do that in...
his regenerating health was malfunctioning.
Yeah, they did that a couple... It was a Halo Reach where like one of the characters just gets shot and immediately killed
with
one bullet.
Yeah, the girl Spartan.
Yeah, but I guess in the vein of Halo, a headshot from a sniper rifle does kill you in one hit. So
sure.
But still, silly.
Well, what if they went into Last Stand and they had to get revived by something... Like, right by one of your teammates.
I like that in Gears where you go down and you can be revived. But also, that game doesn't take itself super seriously like the Modern Warfare series does. I mean, those are sort of over the top and ultra macho and ultra violent.
Doesn't Modern Warfare 2 have that down mechanic as well?
You get it in Spec Ops when you're playing with somebody else. And if you go, like, you have your regenerating health, and if you, go over a certain amount, you get downed. And then you still have, like, health. You can still fire until your partner gets to you. But if you get, like, hit again, you go into, like useless mode, and you have to get revived.
Oh, yeah.
Resident Evil has that. Resident Evil 5 as well.
Yeah, it does. But, I mean, you can't do anything. You can just wander around.
Right.
And if you play on the hardest... Hobble. Yeah, if you play on the hardest difficulties, you have no time.
Right.
Yeah literally, it takes like
yeah, that's a blast to do.
Yeah.
I think, what was it? Republic Commando?
Oh, God.
It was a Star Wars game.
Yeah, no, I know that one. Matt's cousin is such a nerd for that game. It's like one of his favorites.
I saw my roommate play it in college, and it basically had, if you were down, you can call your teammates to try reviving you.
Yeah.
Because it's always a team of four. I mean, I think that's a great idea to incorporate.
Yeah, but at the same time, I mean, this is sort of, it's a trend that's around, but it's also a video game. I mean,
yeah.
It's something that streamlines the combat and that gets you back into things quicker. And it sort of goes hand in hand with that thing that like most video game developers are trying to make games that you can get through, because they know that if somebody can't beat a game, they're not going to stick with the series.
So I kind of like what Borderlands did.
Borderlands ripped off Fallout?
What?
Nothing.
Okay. like they had they had this little save poles that you go by, that if you were to get killed, you would just spawn right back there.
Oh yeah.
So like BioShock did that too.
Yeah, they kind of like the same BioShock thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So checkpoints, sort of like what Sonic the Hedgehog 2 did.
Yeah, it's like checkpoints, except
yeah,
there's yeah, like no loading. It's just like instant, you know. Yeah,
right.
Same way the BioShock, yeah.
So another first-person mechanic is loadout areas.
Yeah. That's another Call of Duty thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that two weapon loadout thing seems to be really popular. It was something that the first Resistance game didn't have, but I sort of see its worth after playing Resistance, because in that game you're just loaded with so many fucking guns. And there's so many different ammo types, and they all eventually become useless because you have the gun that you usually use. So it makes sense to have it in there, but it is a trend that is really, really popular now.
Yeah. But, I guess everything pretty much uses it. I was going to say, like, what besides Call of Duty, but thinking about it.
Yeah. The Halo has... Halo Reach has loadouts.
Too, right?
Gears has four.
One's a pistol. Then you have two
One's
weapons
grenades.
And grenades.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, so it's still the traditional loadout. I mean,
that one's not a loadout. Gears doesn't have loadouts, though. I mean, they're sort of, I mean, yeah, actually, they have sort of moved into it in 3, where you can actually pick your starting weapons between, there's 3 different choices of rifle and 2 different choices of shotgun, but you're still starting out with a rifle and a shotgun like they originally had it. But Gears,
wait, are we talking about multiplayer or are we talking about like in like during a campaign
I'm talking about multiplayer.
Oh, I thought we were talking about like just in general, like where you can't carry like all the weapons at once.
No. But yeah, I mean, yeah, limited inventory space is a thing. But I was talking about just like loadouts in multiplayer, like.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
Like, but Gears still has that sort of arcadey weapon spread across the map thing. I'm still a really big fan of that. That's one thing about the Modern Warfare or the Call of Duty multiplayer mode that I don't like.
I hated that. I hated the rush for like a sniper rifle or something like that. It made the game like.
I guess,
I like when you started off already with something. Like if in Halo 3 you started doing shoddy snipers or something, like where everyone started the same thing. Yeah, and you know,
I guess I like that, but I'm still, I don't know. I'm still a fan of, I don't know. Maybe it's because I've never been the person to rush for a sniper. I've always been the person who does most of my killing with my primary gun.
No, I never rushed either. I rushed to kill the people rushing for the sniper.
Yeah, you don't like that there's only one of that weapon.
Yeah, I like when there's only one weapon. I like it when there's only... Yeah. Where it's not a game full of snipers and camping. I like it when it's...
Yeah, okay.
When you're forced into different roles depending on what kind of weapon you have.
Right. And then it's like dependent on the map.
And I like it when not everybody has... I mean, like, people complain about the... Oh God, I fucking hate that they call it noob tube, but, like, in the Modern Warfare games, people always complain about some weapon that's overpowered or something, and that everybody can have it right at the beginning of the level. But I like it when, like, the overpowered weapon is a special thing that you have to get by getting to it first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too.
Everybody else starts out on even playing field. Like, that's another thing, is that, like, if you're playing with veterans, people who are really good and you're new to the game, you're going to have shittier weapons. Like, it makes it sort of unbalanced.
Well, what I noticed from the Modern Warfare series, like, the Call of Duty series, when you play... The starting weapons that you have unlocked are always just as strong or stronger than the last weapons you unlocked. Like, they're still viable.
They don't give you a huge advantage or disadvantage. It's not like they give you a pea shooter and eventually
In Call of Duty 4, the M16 was godlike.
Yeah.
Throughout all levels, no matter what.
Yeah, it's just a different style. I'm glad that Halo and Gears still exist and they still have that, because that's the kind of shooter that I like. I don't know. Loadouts are just kind of weird for me.
I sort of miss the Doom convention.
Of what? A whole slew of guns?
You have a slew of guns, but the guns were so different from one another.
That's sort of what Resistance was trying to do.
Yeah.
Like, you can't make it... I think... Doom did it right because it was how many was it, 6 weapons? It wasn't too many weapons.
Yeah.
So,
and there's only like there's enough ammo types to make it interesting, but not so many that you'll be bogged down with it.
Yeah.
And it's discernible. So it's like, this is for plasma weapons. This is for bullets.
Red Dead Redemption rockets. Had that too. There were like, I think there's like 6 different weapon types and then multiple different guns within the type.
Yeah.
And you could carry all of them.
And that works, because once you get to the point with, like, Half-Life 2 does a decent job with it, because you can, I mean, that's a similar idea. You can carry whatever weapons that you want.
Yeah.
But you carry so few weapons, you can only carry so few ammo for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once you get to the point where it's like, it's, you know, 45 ammo versus 13.8 millimeter ammo, you know, once it gets to that, you can't really discern the ammo from one another.
Yeah.
Then it gets too complicated. Just like in the heat of a moment, you may know it academically, but reactively, it's a whole lot different.
Yeah. I like the last 2 Resident Evil games, the way you have an inventory system with a select amount of slots, and you're the person who gets to choose what. I mean, like, I could.
Yeah.
Resident Evil 5, I like 4 I could better load than out, 5, though.
I could load out with 6 guns if I wanted to, but then I'd have no room for anything else. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like 4's version better than 5. But also, with it being co-op, they needed to make it something you could sort of switch on the fly. But also,
yeah, it's
like
streamlined, that's why. Yeah.
Because it would suck if you were constantly pausing while your friend was
getting
mauled.
But I mean, then 4's also takes like more thinking, right?
It does,
because,
yeah.
I mean, certain things take up more space than other things.
It's a little more strategic in 4. But 5 also has that, you have these slots, it's yours to do. You can do what you want with them, but
right, it's not something that's decided for you.
Yeah. I like that. I wish that an inventory system like that would be implemented more into the games where they have a ton of different guns that you can use. Because I like in that game where it is, I mean, a lot of Resident Evil fans complain that it's not much of a Resident Evil game. It's more like an action game.
An action game, yeah.
But it's an action game that has a cool inventory system where you can actually buy melee vests and you can carry different types of grenade. And there's different health systems and stuff like that. I think it works as a cool hybrid between the two.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I think we're done with first-person shooters.
Yeah.
Let's go back to old-school games.
Saving from Zelda.
Saving?
Mm-hmm. Saving on a cartridge.
Saving, period.
Yeah.
That's, like,
the first
perhaps
Zelda,
the biggest.
Was the first Zelda the first one to have saving?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
I can't believe I didn't know that.
Well, now you do.
I was always
that's what we're here for.
I was always just a pause your game and keep your console on.
Yeah,
yeah, that's
what
I did with Ninja Gaiden
else.
On the Wii.
Yeah.
Wait, the first one, Ninja Gaiden 1?
Yeah, I downloaded it on the Virtual Console, and I got to the 6th stage, and then I had to go somewhere, and I refused.
Well, I mean, what you can do with the Virtual
Console
games
is you can go to the... Oh, God. This is bringing back so many memories of Ghosts and Goblins. I think I've already talked about this on the podcast.
Yeah, you did. You did.
But yeah. The key is to go... Oh, God. Hit your home menu, and then quit to the menu before turning off your console, and
it'll save your game.
It'll just keep your game paused.
Or it's like a save state, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a save state, but it's literally, it pauses the software.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, and then when you turn off your system?
Yeah, then after you go back to the menu,
know that?
You can turn off your system, and when you turn it back on and you go into the game, it'll go back to where you paused the game.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it uses
the console's
memory to do that. Did you end
up being Ninja Gaiden?
No, I ended up just not playing it for a while. I left on my Wii for like maybe
a week. That's the only way that we
place.
Were able to get to the very last level of Ghosts and Goblins was being able to do that.
And then having to go through the whole game again.
Yeah, well, no, we did it. We beat the game twice. We got to the very final boss. And my friend, not knowing that you had to go to the menu before turning off your Wii, just turned off the Wii. And, oh, God, what a nightmare. Now I know how my grandpa feels when he would just talk about D-Day, and then he'd get real quiet for a little while and just be like, oh, the horror. I mean, I don't want to compare him because I know that
the same feeling.
Yeah, I know comparing him is a little weird because, I mean, his was more bloody, but I think that's just because on the NES,
his didn't involve ghosts.
Yeah,
probably wasn't as scary.
Exactly. Yeah, he didn't have to fight demons, and
right.
Also, I don't think the NES could render that much blood, and that's probably the only reason why they're different.
No, I'll beat it myself.
Okay.
You guys stroking each other's dicks over there?
Oh, yeah, he's going to... Alex was just like, do you need me to jerk you off? And then Angel was like, no, I'll beat it myself.
No, I'll beat it myself. Yeah. So saving is definitely, like, I think one of the most important innovations, mechanic innovations.
It's huge. Or you can just, like, be like the Heavy Rain developers and just make it a super fucking confusing thing that'll make you want to kill yourself.
Or you do ink ribbons.
Oh, yeah, ink ribbons. Yeah. See, that's the thing is that people complained about Dead Rising save mode where you actually had to seek out save points.
Well, I thought you couldn't save until certain spots, though.
No, it's not
that. Tons of games do that, though.
Yeah, exactly. People bitched and complained about that game because they were like, oh, well, I got this far and then I died and it had to take me all the way back to here. All you have to do in that game is go to the bathroom and that's how you save your game. It's just like going to a save point. I mean, it's an older mechanic, but it's one of those things where it's left up to you. You need to save your game, and if you don't save your game, you're a fucking idiot, and you're going to lose all that.
Though it is nice to be able to save anywhere.
It is nice to be able to save anywhere, but it also makes the game more... I mean, it's a It's a sort of a survival game.
Yeah, it's part. Yeah. It's part of the challenge.
Yeah, and it right, makes it. Right. It makes it more of a sort of. It adds a little RPG element where it's not just you can just pause your game and save, but they added auto saves a little bit in 2, where every time something important would happen, it would save your game.
Right. Checkpoints.
Yeah. Yeah. They basically did checkpoints in that. But I really... There's another one that did that sort of weird saving.
Well, I mean, Ocarina of Time, you could save anywhere, but yeah. But you didn't like start back where you saved.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of... that always threw me off.
And that's why poor Angel never... or took forever to beat Ocarina of Time.
That's the same reason why it takes me forever to beat Zelda games, is because I get... dungeons are such a time... consuming thing for me.
Oh, and you know what? Twilight Princess does that too.
Oh, yes, it does. Exactly why I haven't finished that fucking game.
I've been trying to get my parents to play Twilight Princess, and my mom has been playing it quite a bit. And whenever she saves in a dungeon, like, she's always dismayed when she turns it back on. And, like, she's at the very beginning. She's like, oh my god, I can't do this again.
No, exactly. No, but that's the whole point of finding the Uku.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure.
But still.
Like, that's the entire point of doing that, because otherwise you can constantly save, and then if you get stuck somewhere, or if you're going to die somewhere or whatever, happens.
I always just find him and go, what the fuck does he do? And then ignore all the text, yeah, and then just get frustrated.
He ended up being really, like, for me, he ended up being really, really helpful, because I would I'd have shit to do.
Yeah.
I'd be in the middle of a dungeon, and I'd be like, oh, man, it's like the greatest item.
Yeah, Ocarina of Time does have that really cool, like, that warp.
Fiora's
Wind. Yeah.
Yeah.
I never used that.
Oh, yeah, I never used that either.
I used it a lot.
Oh, my God.
Not the Water Temple. The Forest Temple, I used it in certain areas.
So you could get back to, like, the main
Yeah, so
room.
I wouldn't have to go through all those things where you had to, like shift the, like, the hallways that were spiraled.
Right. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I know. I'm really good at video games. I know.
Pro gamer.
Wind Waker had those jars. Like, when you get midway through or
Wind Waker has those, like, pots with the smoke.
Banjo-Kazooie had those.
Yeah, that's true. Banjo-Kazooie also had Stop and Swap, which is a huge thing that is used today in video games.
Yeah, absolutely. Sonic and Knuckles kind of did that too.
Oh, God, I was just about to say that. Another huge innovation in game mechanics is being able
stacking
to put your
cartridges.
Yeah, stacking cartridges.
You'd have Sonic and Knuckles and the Game Genie and the Game Shark and then Sonic 3.
There was somebody I was talking to recently. It might have been our roommate Alex, who is like a huge Sonic fan and didn't realize that stacking those games would put Knuckles into the other games.
Oh my god.
No, he only goes into Sonic 2.
Yeah, does he only go in? No, he goes into Sonic 3.
No, it's
3 too.
Sonic 2 and Sonic 3.
No, they only enhance Sonic 3.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it only enhanced Sonic 3. It looked like, just looked better.
No, he goes into Sonic 3. He's in, like,
He's part of Sonic 3.
No, you have to plug Sonic 3 into Sonic and Knuckles to use Knuckles in Sonic 3.
Yeah.
Same with Sonic 2.
Because Sonic and Knuckles is Sonic 4. At least that's the way I always looked at it.
Oh, Sonic!
Well, that's probably
a
better way to look at it than the way it actually is. So,
but was Sonic and Knuckles considered a good game?
I loved it.
Oh, it's a great game. I love it.
Okay, I liked it as a kid, but I wasn't sure. Like, everybody always talks about how, like, Sonic 4, they're finally going to make another... a good sequel to Sonic 3, and I always thought, well, Sonic & Knuckles is great. And so
Sonic & Knuckles is a great game.
And so was Sonic 3D Blast, and so was Sonic Team, or whatever that one was called.
Knuckles Chaotix.
Oh, God. Or Shadow the Hedgehog, what a great game.
Right.
Give your character, like, when is Mario going to get a gun and a sword?
When he becomes black.
Oh, okay. When the evil, why doesn't Wario have a game where he has a gun?
That's a good question. He needs one.
Yeah. I'm going to call Johnny Nintendo and ask him to put a gun into a Mario game.
Captain N?
Why call him Johnny? We're really close.
Gotcha.
So what other game mechanics?
Well, we did online multiplayer, kind of.
Hey, character creators.
Well?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, but that's, I don't know, that's sort of, that's a mechanic that's been around for a while, customizing your character.
Mm-hmm.
That's been around since, like, Dungeons and Dragons.
We kind of touched on dual stick controls a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
3D environments is a very
big
one.
Really big
one. I mean,
one. That's changed
and like
the
being
face
able to control characters and cameras
yeah.
in a 3D environment, since that wasn't even an issue in 2D.
Seaman and Hey You Pikachu incorporated voice controls.
Nintendogs
yeah,
as well.
The basis for Mass Effect 3 and Kinect.
Oh yeah. Do you have to like preface it with like when you have to pause your Xbox, do you have to say Xbox pause? Do you have to say Xbox video game Mass Effect 3?
Like if you
Tali, go there.
If you say Xbox and then wait a few seconds and then the little bar comes up and gives you keywords, then you can like give it multiple commands one after the other. But if you say like Xbox pause or Xbox next, like right
but
after
in,
the other.
In Mass Effect
are, like,
3, do you have to preface
it? Oh yes,
it with
I see. Like do you have to say Xbox, Liara, go here.
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah. I like that it's just become, it's like telegrams. They've added telegram technology where you say, Xbox, pause movie, stop. And you have to talk in that old timey voice, too.
Right.
Or else the Xbox
won't
understand
like
you.
A radio filter or a fan. That'd do it.
Roger, Roger.
You actually have to talk into a tin can for it to understand what you're saying.
A tin can?
Yeah, you have to go see Tintin. Whatever. Americans won't understand that.
No, it's okay. Let's see. So, should we talk about some hardware innovations?
Yeah, cartridges. They're on the rise. Everybody loves them.
They're coming back.
Yeah.
Indestructible pieces of technology.
Oh, wait, UMDs.
Load time.
They still work.
UMDs?
Yeah, if my game was ever scratched or like not working, I just blow on it and it's good to go.
Right.
Yeah. I do the exact same thing with my DVDs. I just blow on them, and then they become unscratched.
And then we all do the same thing with our penises.
Yeah. It becomes unscratched.
It's universal.
And then douse it in rubbing alcohol.
Right. With a Q-tip. You got to be careful.
This is all conversation that happened off the podcast. It's just going to confuse poor Jean-Pierre.
It's all right. Shoulder buttons.
Oh, those shoulder buttons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about uncomfortable controls, the N64?
No, I like the N64.
I like the
N64. What was your favorite controller?
Wow. Here's
SNES,
a new topic
Super
out of
Nintendo,
left field.
Yeah.
Super Nintendo.
Yeah?
Favorite controller.
I think Super Nintendo controller had the right amount of buttons. It wasn't too many buttons. It was complicated enough to make interesting games, but not so complicated that that nobody could play it.
Going back and using them, like the NES and SNES controllers just feel really flat.
Yeah,
like,
they are
I have
pretty
the same
flat.
Problem with the classic controller.
Yeah. I like them. They feel good in my hands.
I like the little arms that reach off. I'm a huge fan of the...
Yeah, no, I love the 64 controller.
Yeah, I like
I'm a
huge
hate
fan
the
of the...
No,
and
my second favorite is
the
DualShock.
The 360 one's pretty good.
No,
I think my favorite is
the Sony's. I like
going
the Sony
back,
DualShock.
Like, it's kind of spread out.
Yeah.
Which one?
The Dreamcast?
No, that one made my hands hurt.
Yeah, it was
really?
Kind of... Yeah, it did have those weird edges.
Yeah, yeah. If I played like Tokyo Extreme Racer for too long, my like fingers started hurting.
I'm holding it right now, and I'm a huge fan of its design. It's sleek. It's sexy.
Which one?
The Nintendo GameCube controller.
Ah,
yeah. GameCube. I like it, but I like my second favorite next to the SNES would be the PlayStation controller.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think the Xbox 360 is way more... Are you talking about DualShock or the original PlayStation controller?
No, I'm talking about the DualShocks.
Oh, okay. The original PlayStation controller was
DualShock
completely...
DualShock 2, not 3. I hate that little...
Oh, yeah. The
trigger.
Curved shoulder button.
I like
terrible.
That nobody uses that as a trigger.
Yeah, no,
because they understand
terrible.
That it's hard to squeeze. Like, your fingers will slip off the bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If maybe they had hooked it, it would help.
Like the GameCube.
Like the GameCube. But yeah, everybody uses R1 and L1 for shooting now.
Yeah.
Okay, now that we've gotten completely off topic.
Analog sticks. Very big.
I mean, they were transformed, right? Because they used to be on like the Atari. Was it the... Yeah, the Atari 20.
Were they analog or were they digital?
I believe they were analog.
I think those were analog.
It was an analog joystick. It was a large analog joystick with a button on the top.
Yeah.
And basically, it went to the D-pad when Nintendo, when the NES came out. But then the analog came back with the N64.
Mm-hmm.
the problem with the N64's problem was for me it felt really unresponsive.
Yeah,
like there was no feedback. There was no resistance.
Yeah, there was no resistance, and the N64 joysticks fell apart.
Yeah,
yeah,
they were really poorly made. They were really loose.
And you needed three hands.
They had the grooved edges, so like it made it easier for like going to diagonal directions and like the cardinal directions. But then like Nintendo, the new controllers just have like circular edges.
Well, yeah, that's the thing, is that Nintendo hasn't really given up on that. Well, I mean, they are now with the little slide pads.
Mm-hmm.
But they seem to haven't given up on like the, what is it? It's like a
the notches, I guess.
Yeah, the like the octagon shaped.
Because it's on the Wii mode, the Wii Chuck.
Yeah, the Wii Motion or the Wii Nunchuck has that, and so does the GameCube controller. They're like octagonal shaped things, so that way you can hit the directions a lot better. But also, right. When it comes to like doing first person shooters, it's weird and chunky.
Yeah, it is.
And the GameCube controller has that C stick that doesn't really fit the thumb. That's kind of annoying.
Yeah, it's like really like tough. Like it's
yeah.
Like,
yeah. I'll let you guys know. I mean, I've heard that the little slide pad on the
Wii U
is different than the one on the 3DS, and so I'll let you guys know how that feels at PAX.
Bastard.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Ugh.
Want to go so bad.
But
Nintendo also has never done clicking sticks, which is a thing that's been used, the R3
L3. Oh, you're right. The click, yeah.
Huh.
Nintendo's never done that, and they're not gonna do it since the Wii U, the little pads can't be pushed in.
Rumble Pack
was that was a Nintendo thing.
Star Fox 64, best game ever.
That is a good game. It's a shame that Nintendo has done nothing but remake that game instead of making a good sequel.
Well,
sounds like Square Enix remaking Final Fantasy IV and their conquest to make it on every game system possible.
They're remaking 11 for the Vita.
Yeah, no. Supposedly, right. That's the rumor.
And they're making 13.
I don't see
13
a lie. Wait, I don't see how that would work.
The online,
the online one, because the screen would it's too small to have all the shit that you do in that game.
I don't think so. They'll pull up like a touch.
You have to buy four of them and stack them next to
but
each
also,
other.
But also, you know, you have to
think
own
of all the things.
That,
yeah, the fonts would be so small when they type shit out.
No, why would they do it 11? I thought they have
14 and 14 like a shutdown.
Wait, so is 11 still running?
Yeah.
But they shut down 14.
14 is, like, it's still being worked on.
No,
it's so
shitty. They didn't shut it down. They're just doing
it's just that everyone's still playing for free.
But no, they could easily just make it pull up a separate menu for that. But also, you have to buy the 3G version of
right.
Well, I guess, no, the other one has Wi-Fi.
No, you could do it on wireless.
Yeah, the other one has Wi-Fi.
It'd probably be faster on wireless, too.
But what's the point if you have to stay home at a wireless connection when you could just play it on your computer?
Or you just play at Starbucks.
Yeah, well,
or McDonald's.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's the place
to
play.
A ton of hotspots.
Rob, very big mechanical innovation.
Yeah, everybody's using Rob.
They're robotic operating buddies.
Yeah.
I remember watching the Angry Video Game Nerd about that, and it's just...
What's the other one? There was like a rip-off one.
A rip-off Rob?
Yeah, it wasn't for a video game console, but he was like a... It was like...
Oh, Rupa. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, and then he like...
Yeah, his name was like... It was like Robotic Friend. Robo-Friend.
I remember. It was like one of the prizes from like Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Exactly, yeah. Legends of the Hidden is exactly what I was thinking. The one that
you're
I had
about, like,
was...
like a Teddy Ruxpin or something, right?
No. That was one that I had. That was 2XL.
No, his face was like rounded. He looked like... And
no, 2XL is the cassette deck robot companion.
I'm not talking about that one. This one,
yeah,
this
he's
one
not motorized.
Like
the other one, yeah, I remember the commercial was like he went to the refrigerator and got the kid like a soda or something like that.
Yeah.
Or no, he went into his dad's room and found that kid's dad's gun for him.
Whoa.
Oh yeah, it was really dark, and he's like, "Hey, let's have some fun," and the robot's like, "I know what we can do." And he goes into the closet and he's like, "Have you seen this?" And he pulls out his dad's gun.
But it was a light gun.
No, yeah, it was a light gun.
And
that's how they launched Duck Hunt.
Right.
Disassemble. No.
Yeah.
No disassemble.
But no, yeah, I had the basically robotic Teddy Ruxpin 2XL. He and I went on to a lot of adventures. And we also listened to a lot of... Christian alternative cassettes.
Oh, good old Teddy Ruxpin. Yeah. Wireless controllers.
Yeah, wireless controllers.
That's, I mean, that's not really specific to games, but it's, yeah, a, but hardware, it's a hardware innovation. Thing.
Yeah. Well, online multiplayer is a huge one that has changed like the way, I think, almost to the degree that 3D gaming has, it's changed the industry.
Which kind of 3D gaming?
Not 3D like 3DS, not stereoscopic 3D. I mean, just 3D environments.
Yeah.
Because that changed,
changed the gaming. Mechanics. That's changed how you played games.
Yeah. Every game now needs to have, like,
online.
Almost every game has online support unless it's a Nintendo title.
Except for Star Fox 64 DS.
Like, every single player.
But don't worry.
Game,
don't
like,
worry. The fourth, like, the remake of that will have it.
Lauded for not having.
Star Fox 64 times 4 3DS?
No, 64 3DS has online.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does. Doesn't it?
Yeah, it has the multiplayer online.
No, it's local multiplayer.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I thought it was online.
If you're right, I would be very happy, but I'm pretty sure you're wrong.
Yeah, you might be right on that one, because I've never really played Star Fox 64. I'm revealing that to you guys right now.
That's a shame. That's something you need to fix.
I played it at my dentist a lot, but I never.
I remember going to Blockbuster and playing that for the first time.
All right. I think we
going off topic.
Yeah, I think we're good.
I think we'd be remiss to say
you guys don't want to hear about how I enjoyed the Rumble Pack so much.
Yeah, you don't want to hear about how
I stood in front of the display for like 2 hours.
We're gonna hit the stop button on this record thing.
No. Yeah, I think we made some good points. I think we made some good tangents.
Dual screen.
Alex, I think Aspen would bring one more up.
Motion controls.
Yeah, well, yeah, motion controls are a huge thing right now, but we haven't seen how that's going to play out.
But what about and then touchpads?
Yeah, and touchscreens are.
Right, touchscreen, dual screen.
They're leaving the handheld market now and becoming a console thing.
Mm-hmm.
Which is interesting.
Yep.
Passwords?
Hopefully, in the future, we can say that being able to sync more than one touchscreen controller to a console will be a thing, but Nintendo seems to not think that that's important.
I saw. An article about haptic feedback on an iPhone, and I know like the Android and some other phones do that, but that would be really cool to see like console haptic feedback.
Wait, hold on. So an iPhone doesn't have haptic feedback?
What is haptic feedback?
It's like when you press the screen, it feels like you're actually like a little rumble comes through, so it feels like you're pressing a button.
Okay.
So it's like touch.
I gotcha.
Feedback.
Yeah.
So it doesn't do that at all?
No.
No, but there are some smartphones that have that feature, but it's not used in their games. It's just used mostly in texting.
Mm-hmm. And then usually it's like the whole device that shakes. It's not like the area specifically that you touch, which I think would be really cool.
That would be cool.
I mean, I don't think that would necessarily like add anything to the gameplay, but it would add to the immersion more, I think.
Yeah.
But whatever. We don't have that yet.
Well, one more thing I wanted to talk about was cheat codes in games.
Oh yeah, that's sort of gone on the wayside.
Yeah, I remember playing GTA anymore? 4. I mean GTA like 3 and like San Andreas and Vice City and like putting in the cheat codes just to have fun.
Exactly. Yeah, those three games I cheated so much just because it was a blast. But
back in the day using like the Konami code or call a cab for Vector Man.
Yeah, and even that's so weird because like even. GTA 4 has it, but I didn't use them because I didn't want achievements to be taken away from me.
Yeah, right? No.
Which is so strange because it's such a stupid thing. Because achievements are they're so useless.
Some cheat codes like stop you from saving the game.
Oh, really? Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
They stop your progress.
Yeah, so it's like, come on, what if I just want to save the game and not care about achievements? Like,
yeah, it's because online multiplayer has become such a huge thing that they don't... Cheating in that sense would... You literally cheating.
I mean, like, the other point for cheating, cheating's been traditionally put in basically to make a game easier, and they sort of fixed that again with making different tiered level games, so you can play a game on easy, medium, or hard, for instance.
Yeah.
And so it's sort of, I can see why it fell by the wayside, because the difficulty levels have been stratified into different areas for to be more accessible for everybody.
Yeah, I predominantly use cheats when it was sort of like a weird Easter egg thing. Like in Rogue Squadron for N64 had a bunch of really cool cheats.
Yeah.
Like the AT-ST level. And you could fly the Naboo Starfighter. You could fly that black Cadillac,
The Black Cat, yeah.
Or the Millennium Falcon, and there are a bunch of really cool...
The Slave One.
Yeah, the Slave One. That's right. Yeah, there were a bunch of cool stuff like that. And, like, yeah, the GTA games, that was like a playground.
Yeah, I mean, that's... For going back to Doom and Doom 2, those games, you cheated not to get through the game, but, like, so you could put it on ultra violence and just run through everything. Yeah.
They did right, that, so you could get more out of the game.
They sort of, instead of using cheat codes in the first Crackdown, they added that Keys to the City mode, where it's basically, it opened up a console like it would on computers, and you could turn on and off, like it was basically a cheat mode where you and your friends could play, where you could turn on and off like civilians, you could turn up the traffic, you could turn off the cops.
Like the debunk mode, I guess?
No, yeah, sort of. It was called Keys to the City, where it brought up a menu.
It's just like different like game options.
Yeah, you could like spawn certain cars, you could spawn explosive barrels and certain guns, and you could level up your guys and change the time of day.
I mean, although some games also do it. Basically, you get 100 pearls, or you find all the secret things of some sort,
and you unlock a code.
You unlock a mode that pretty much gives you the equivalent of being invulnerable or, having those abilities.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But in order to get all that, you have to be spending several hours just to get through the whole thing. So by it's sort of...
Well, in Assassin's Creed Brotherhood...
I think adding like little cheat modes like that would be an interesting way of doing it, so you could enjoy the fun of just having free reign of everything with your friends without like messing with your single-player campaign experience.
Yeah,
because that was the thing I loved in Crackdown, was messing around in the Keys to the City mode. Matt and I used to play that forever.
I was going to say that in Brotherhood, in Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, you basically, after you beat a mission, you can replay it again, and if you get like 100% synchronization, you actually get to play with cheats on, and like some of the cheats are ridiculous, like enemies like do stupid stuff, like they explode or like
that's funny.
Yeah, again, like you can't save your progress, like you can't just like, what if I beat the game and I'm just having fun? Like, I hate the fact that it just stops you from saving your progress. Like,
yeah. Mm-hmm. By doing that, they stop you from having fun.
Way yeah, exactly. And like, now there's no point for me to go back just to...
I'm going
to
blame Activision just because I feel like that's the popular thing to do.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they did bring us Disco Mode in Tony Hawk, so...
Oh, you know what? I take it all back.
Well, that's back when Activision was cool. Then back when EA was a douchebag.
Yeah, that was back when you could play as Wolverine in a skateboarding game.
Darth Maul as well.
Or Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm. Or Kelly Slater, pro surfer.
Or Jango Fett. Or
You could do Jango Fett.
Yeah, and you could. That was in the best one. Tony Hawk 4 was the best of the Tony Hawk series. And you could also play as, what's his name? Eddie from the Iron Maiden album covers. they're a bunch of really cool...
Good times.
Tony Hawk 4 is still one of my favorites. I don't know if I still own it or not. I should try to find it.
I think that's when I stopped buying them, was 4.
4 was great. The moment they started the Underground series fucking destroyed that franchise.
Yeah. Oh, yeah? I never played those.
Yeah, it became Viva La Bam the game.
Ugh, fuck him.
Rest
anyway.
In peace, Ryan Dunn.
Anyway, so that it?
I think that's
yep.
it.
That yeah, was a good, let's go a good to episode. Emails.
Oh, that's right. I love this part.
Mm-hmm. All right, listener from England, Sean Granger. What's up, Zelda WT? Hello, this is Sean Granger. I have a code for those points from Nintendo.
Nice.
I'm lazy, so I'll let you decide how they're given. Funny story. I was in class, and we were doing a quiz. During the quiz, one of the questions asked was on Robin Williams' daughter, Zelda. The question was, what was her name? I simply stood up and said, why can't we have a question on Alex's hot cousins? Upon saying this, I instantly realized no one knew what the hell I was talking about, leaving me to be alone forever. For listening to my story of sorrow, have some points for Club Nintendo.
Oh my God,
should work in all countries.
Moron. That's fantastic.
And so he gave us a code for ghost trick points, which I've never even heard of.
Cool. I'll use it and just buy myself stuff. That sounds like a good idea.
Wait.
Oh God.
Many thanks
Adam,
from
Adam,
the land
are you
of England.
Are you a platinum member?
Yes, I am.
Can I buy some of those Nintendo pins? Because I wear pins and buttons, and I don't fucking want that stupid calendar that I'm getting. I'll just buy them on eBay or something.
I can scan them for you, and you can print them on pins.
I don't want to do that. I'll just buy it on eBay or something. That pissed me off so much. I thought it ended like at the end of a real year. And so I was like, ah, I got time.
Nope, the Club Nintendo year.
Yeah, it's bullshit. Now I have to get John that Piero. Stupid calendar.
Filled up bandwidth. Hey guys, sorry for not emailing you. I just used up all my internet bandwidth in like the first 2 weeks of the month, so I didn't have access to the interwebs. I think the first piece of music that Nick sent in was one of the Grand Theft Autos, and one of, was some sort of Mario song. I got some Nintendo pin codes for you, and I agree with Alex that you don't buy games just for Club Nintendo. You buy them because they're awesome, and Club Nintendo is just an added bonus.
Yeah.
Nintendo doesn't need to do this, like Sony and their free games, but they do it anyways because they're nice. How do you record your podcast? With Skype and Audacity, or something completely different?
Also, Nintendo does it because it's a way to get feedback about their... I mean,
right.
It's a nice little way to give people gifts for doing customer
surveys. I feel good
surveys.
When I send in the feedback.
Yeah, I do too. I always actually write comments.
But then it's only like... it's a 255-word limit, which is kind of...
Oh, Adam.
I don't like it.
That's a whole nother issue if you are complaining about the word limit on Nintendo's surveys.
I like to write what I think, and what I think cannot be limited to 250 words.
Be more concise.
It was a nippy autumn day. I cracked the spine of a Mario game, and I ejaculated into the world.
With my right hand. My left index finger was slightly awry. Okay. Then he gives us the codes for Wii Play and Wii Fit.
We should read those out loud.
Yeah, totally. Another good way to get codes is to hit up your local GameStop or EB Games in Canada and open up some Nintendo cases and look to see if they have codes in them and just take a picture of them and put them back afterwards.
Yeah, you can be like
that's
all
what
the
I did
fucking
when I got the
asshole
new Nintendo
employees.
Yeah, right.
It's the same reason why I didn't get my Steam copy of Portal 2.
Do they even leave the inserts in those boxes, though?
Yes, they do, because that's where my copy of Portal 2 went.
Damn.
It's bullshit.
They do that in Gamefly. Like if you buy... any of the games that you rent, they give you the cover, the case, and you get all the pamphlets and stuff inside.
Mm-hmm.
So they
Nick,
must
did
have like
buy,
hundreds of codes and shit.
Did you buy Portal 2 new or used?
I bought it new.
I bought it new from GameStop, and GameStop has that fucking thing where they won't...
Right, did you return it? Because they're not allowed to do that without it being considered used.
Yeah, you can't return a game... That's the bullshit. You can't return a game after you've removed the plastic wrap. But the thing is I bought it new and it didn't have plastic wrap.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
So if I wanted to return a game that I've never played, they would say, oh, it doesn't have plastic wrap on it. We can't accept it. You can sell it to us for $5. I'll have to be like, well, fuck you. Quit taking the plastic wrap off of games.
Well, what you do is go to Walmart and buy some shrink wrap and get a hair blower.
I'm completely done supporting GameStop. I'm in full boycott and I refuse to ever purchase anything from that company again.
Yeah, that's all right. They deserve it.
Yeah.
All right, Gian Piero. The balloons! ... Yes. For Nick and Matt only, so Alex Angel, and I guess I'll have to close my ears while I read.
Yeah, eat a dick, everybody. This is about me.
The rest, for Matt and Nick only, the rest can fuck off. JK. But seriously. So I found your band The Balloons by Total Fluke. Nice fucking work, you guys. So when are you coming to Ottawa? How do I buy your music, guys? PayPal? Matt, I love your beard. Nick, I love your mustache. Keep it up.
That's frightening.
So there you go.
Oh man, I'd love to go to Ottawa. If he wants to try to book a show for us, I'd be there.
Nice. Jean-Pierre, you got your work cut out for you.
Also,
this is
Jean-Pierre,
not an email,
thank
but
you
Noah
so much.
Noah Harned wrote on our Facebook wall, do you guys think Nintendo will release Majora's Mask on the 3DS since they already did Ocarina of Time?
Man,
why
should,
or why not?
Maybe I should look up my reply.
Yeah, so let's see. We got 4 replies. So, Nick, you said, I hope so, but that game doesn't have as much of a nostalgic hype as OOT does. I know there's a big fan base for it, and I personally prefer it, but it wasn't as iconic of an N64 game as OOT, which is completely true.
Yeah.
To be the better game, but, I mean, the fact is that more people know about, more people get excited about Ocarina of Time.
Yeah.
Cash cow.
Yeah, Nintendo's not just going to re-release Zelda games.
It'd be so cool if they did that, though.
It would be really great if they did re-release their 3D Zelda games. I'd be super stoked about it, but I don't see them doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. But at the same time, I mean, I can just play them. I own the games in other formats.
Waker HD.
Wind Waker HD would be sweet. Wind Waker 3D would be really sweet. I'd be stoked.
See, playing Ocarina of Time 3D, I'm sure I mentioned this on the podcast before, but just I want Wind Waker on the 3DS. Oh, it'd be so good. Really so cool. Good. So that's it for emails. So I guess that's basically it for everything. So guys, you can contact us. Go to our board, ztpsocialboard.proboards.com or tinyurl.com/workingtitle, same place. You can email us, wtpodcast@gmail.com. Go to Twitter and follow us, ZeldaWTPodcast. Become a fan on Facebook.
Send us drawings.
Zelda Working Title Podcast. Send us fan art, drawings, stories, music, pin codes, what have you. And now we have a Google Plus account, which is Zelda Working Title Podcast space period, because they have that stupid rule that you have to have a first and last name. But if you search Zelda Working Title Podcast, you'll find us. So.
Wait, why wouldn't you make our first and last name Zelda?
Because it only shows your first name. So like if I split up the title, it would just be like Zelda Working. Then the last name would be like
it's fine. You can title podcast. It'd be Zelda Working in a corner. Zelda Working.
Why not just Zelda Dick? Working title and the last name is podcast.
We can switch it up if you guys really feel that strongly about it.
You're an idiot.
Listeners, tell us what you think.
You're an idiot.
Adam, I don't think you're an idiot, but it's mostly because I wasn't paying attention. I'm really not
sure
what you're talking about.
As long as I have something
about
to hold on to in my life.
Yeah.
Then you're an idiot.
I don't think you're an idiot as long as you can introduce me to some cute Jewish girls. That'd be really great.
Yeah, sure. No problem.
Sweet.
Yeah. All right, guys.
You know that's not going to happen, Nick, right?
What'd you say?
You know that's not going to happen.
If you pay for me to come to PAX, I'll bring a Jewish girl.
I totally
me.
Would, but they're all sold out.
And have curly hair and a witch nose.
No, my main that's a Jewish man thing. That's not a Jewish girl.
Can we stop?
Thing. My main issue is just that I can't afford to fly you out here, but. The only reason why I believe Adam that he knows these attractive Jewish girls is that every single time he puts up like some new pictures on Facebook where he's tagged in Facebook photos, he's always next to some really pretty girl, and it just makes no sense.
Hey Adam, quick question: are you gay?
Maybe a little bit.
Hey Adam, quick.
Hey.
Quick statement: if you are gay, yes. I completely support that.
Yeah, completely support.
Oh yeah, I'm nothing wrong with that. I'm just
pass on
all the women to other people.
I'll see what I can do. I'll give him your emails, your phone numbers. Tell him to send nude pics and Eiffel Tower nonsense.
Bye, guys.
Yeah, we'll see you guys next week. Thank you, Alex, Angel, and Nick.
Bye, yay. Everybody.
Bye. Yay!
There we go. Now it's recording.
Penis. Penis, penis, penis.
Penis. Penicillin. Appendicitis.
I'm allergic to penicillin.
Really?
I'm actually also allergic to appendicitis.
And penises.
And, yeah. Well, no, those are... Well, yeah, I am. But it's one of those things where I'm allergic, but I just love it so much that, I mean...
You just can't help yourself.
Yeah, it's like somebody with celiac disease loves bread so much that they'll suffer through all of, like, the internal...
Your throat swelling up to the point where you can't breathe. It's just... You get past it.
Yeah, my dick swells up to the point where I can't breathe.
You know what's gonna... You know what helps with that?
Hmm.
Rubbing alcohol on your dick.
It's a good idea. I've just been using straight ethanol.
Just straight.
Yeah.
Well, that's what
it's not. It's not gay ethanol.
Have you been using 100% ethanol?
No, I've just been sticking my penis into gas pumps and then just letting it rip.
Oh, that's octane.
Oh, but no,
well, it gives it a but little, it, little
no, but
burn.
It, at Shell, at Shell, it says that it's like enlaced with ethanol.
There's a little bit of ethanol.
I go premium. I'm not. I don't want.
Seems like a pretty expensive solution.
I saw the commercial where they show those like little like. Sticks that have like all the gunk on it, and I'm like, oh my god, I don't want that in
the
my urethra. Yeah, they hold up those dick sticks that have all that gunk on it, and I got to get that gunk out of there. I need to be clean, primed, and ready to go. I mean, you know, I don't want to like bring over just like, you know, this some girl that I just want to smooch, and all of a sudden she's like, oh, you're all gunky,
and then you're like, and then she's like, oh my god, what's that skin flint?
And she's like, why do you have shingles?
Oh, sorry, let me get my ethanol.
Why do you have shingles on your wiener?
That guy looks like a tool.
And I'm just like, yeah, it's because of the gas pumps. But I like the way it feels.
Cool story, man.
Thanks, man.
I'm sorry, bro.
At this point, you can just tell that I've never kissed a girl in my life.
Aww.
And you liked it?
All dudes.
No, I haven't kissed a girl and I liked it.
He kissed a dude and liked it.
I love being lonely. I love it so much it makes me cry.